Our business news on Monday focuses on technology. Today, tracking tunes. Billboard magazine is doing something new to calculate a hit. The magazine that tracks hits for the music industry is going to start counting the number of internet downloads. Some observers say this may be a sign that the web is reviving the sale of hit singles. NPR's Laura Seidel reports. Oh, yeah, tell you something.
Once upon a time, radio DJs would play a Beatles tune like I Want to Hold Your Hand over and over again, and listeners would go out and buy a 45. But with CDs, there was no profit in putting one song on a disc. Nowadays, the hit single is tracked by how much radio play it gets, and it's not a moneymaker. But the rise of the single download on services like iTunes could change that, says Billboard magazine's Brian Garrity.
The single is really on the comeback trail. Download sales have really taken off in the last year. Since we've been tracking them, the volume has really skyrocketed.
In 2004, U.S. music fans paid for over 140 million downloaded songs. That's up from 20 million the year before. Legal downloads still only account for 2% of U.S. music sales. But the trend is clear. Garrity thinks it won't be long before record companies start to release web-exclusive singles for their big-name artists.
If basically the only place you can get a certain song is at a store like Apple iTunes, that is going to essentially create an internet hit versus, you know, some other type of hit.
Some independent bands and labels think it won't necessarily be a big star that gets the first online hit single.
So here it is, the Orchard Episode.
The Heavenly States is an independent punk rock band signed to Barrier, a small Australian label. Like many independent groups today, they use download sites to sell singles, says band member Ted Nezet.
We've received emails from all over the world from people that have listened to the band through getting an MP3 or checking out download.com or eMusic and saying, I really like your band, and to me that's a hit.
The Heavenly States is the first American band in 50 years to visit Libya, all because some Libyans downloaded the band's music and liked it. Nezet thinks because of the way the web works, one of his singles could become a download hit. It's about word of mouth on certain review sites and blogs, he says.
A lot of a band's success is wrapped up in the internet now, and a lot of that success stems from tastemakers like Pitchfork Media who write incessantly about music, and if you get something positive from Pitchfork, your record sales will spike for that week.
Arguably, there have already been examples of internet hits. They just haven't directly made record companies or artists any money. Last year, DJ Danger Mouse released The Grey Album, heavily sampling from the Beatles' White Album and Jay-Z's Black Album.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and regulation of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hov.
But the Beatles didn't want the music sampled, and the Grey Album was pulled from the shelves. It showed up pretty quickly on the web. Millions of people downloaded it for free and helped make DJ Danger Mouse a star. So far, it's infamous notoriety that's been the driving force behind popularity on the web, says Tom Getz, articles editor for Wired magazine.
A little bit of controversy behind a song helps get it onto blogs, help get it traded, help get it played by individuals. What you're dealing with the internet is, it's not a broadcast medium. It isn't where you play, where one person is playing a song and it's getting out to hundreds or thousands or millions of people. Instead, it's individuals making individual choices to listen to something.
Getz cites another example, Jib Jab's version of This Land Is Your Land, which poked fun at presidential candidates in the lead-up to the election. After the copyright holders tried to suppress it, the animated song was downloaded by hundreds of thousands of people. Unfortunately, these tales of internet success don't bode well for anyone who wants to make money selling hit singles online, says Eric Garland. Garland is CEO of Big Champagne, a company that measures music downloads. Garland says even if a record company gave iTunes an online exclusive to a song, chances are people will quickly be able to find it for free.
The very word exclusive suggests scarcity. And of course, the internet has proven that it is a market where there is no scarcity. How do you sell music in an environment where all of the music about which anyone has ever cared is freely available in some form or another online?
Nonetheless, legal music sales on the web are going up, and people who choose to pay for a download are 30 times more likely to pay for a single than an album. But the future of the hit single as a moneymaker may still depend on the music industry's struggle to get fans to pay for the music they download. Laura Seidel, NPR News.